Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 19, with verses 25 through 26. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings this is impossible, but for God all things are possible. How can a camel jump through a needle's eye? It can't, but that's how slim your chance is to going to heaven unless you place God first and living for His real food and real drink created by Christ Himself as the only way to heaven. The real deal is believing in what God instituted on earth as His only church. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Does the gates of hell include people who worship Jesus protesting the foundational church? Do we jeopardize our salvation when we deny this fact? Then what will you do when Jesus says to you at your final judgment, as one who ignored the truth of the church, and say, as he did in Matthew 25 through verses 31 through 33, "All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats, and he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left." What if Jesus is referring to those who protest the church? What if you believe in Christ so much, but you still protest the foundational church? Will Jesus say to you, "You are a goat and didn't listen to the truth of the church"? Seems too risky to forego believing in Him as real food and real drink. One can't deny where the real church comes from, Jesus. I will never stop telling the world and people close to me that you jeopardize your salvation by protesting the real church. Nobody really knows except those who profess being one in Him by the sacraments of the church. It is His promise. Scripture supports every aspect the church created in the seven sacraments. I've heard the Father speak His revelation to me in supporting the real church. I can only pray for the ignorant and selfish who believe that Jesus Christ will offer salvation to those who ignore the real church. Just as Jesus told Peter, "For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." I too have heard Him say where His real church is: the Roman Catholic Church, the beginning and the end. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I'm so sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things." We pray for our family as we do each day, Lord. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those we've said that we would pray for. Today we pray specifically for Father Facilis and his healing. We've been helping him this last week and doing different things for him. And he's been in the hospital these last couple of days receiving a transfusion. He just finished up cancer treatment for prostate. And we continue to lift this man up in his health. He's 81. Please pray for Father Facilis. We pray for Holy Mother Church, as we do each day. Lord, we know Your foundational church is the church that the Lord recognizes as the only way to heaven. We pray that people understand this to return to the church and become one in Him. Prayers for a friend for his baby to be born. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 19 with verses 25 through 26. One stanza poem with a one-lined ending. It's titled, Camel Can't Jump Through a Needle's Eye. Astonished greatly, disciples pry. Camel can't jump through a needle's eye. Saved be who forgiven denials lie. Impossible for beings human to comply. Possible things all for God you can't deny. Amen. I'm Thomas Rick Cruz Williams. It's April 29, 2023. I'm recording this morning 24 hours later at 5:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today at our normal time, 7:11. Say, you know, thank heavens for 7:11 as we bring up a prayer for those who are in need. Lord, we just ask you to lift up those who are in need, those who are homeless, those who are jobless, those who need your help and healing. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in Christ Jesus as we call out to our good friend and brother-in-law, Johnny, as we do each morning. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. May Jesus give you his salvation by professing the foundational church. Amen. We love you, and may God bless you in Jesus' name. God bless you.